The school bell signals the start of Dalia Ayala's sixth grade science class at Curran School in Oxnard.
So this is the day!
Today's lesson, eating mealworms.
One, two, okay. Three, go!
The kids are eating worms baked in brownies and snickerdoodle cookies, and they're even eating whole toasted worms.
At first, it feels disgusting, but at the end, it tastes really good.
Natalia Soria is one of about 70 11 and 12-year-olds participating in this edible insect science course. It's part of the Junior Scientist Program run by the Ventura County STEM Network that collaborates with Cal State Channel Islands to bring science, technology, engineering, and math to students across the county. Phil Hampton, a CSUCI chemistry professor, is VC STEM's director.
Middle school is a critical age. You turn kids off to science before middle school or at middle school, they don't get turned back on again. And we need to encourage kids at this young age to stay interested in science.
The idea for this edible insect course comes from CSUCI professor Ruben Alarcon, who teaches sustainable agriculture.
I've been interested in addressing questions on how to raise food in a hotter, drier world. So with climate change, we're going to have big issues with providing enough water to water crops, to grow feed for our livestock. And so I've been thinking about ways to get students to study alternative ways of producing food.
He says mealworms may be a viable future food source, so the focus of this course is on the worm. Sixth grader Jocelyn Hernandez makes a presentation about its life cycle.
First, it's an egg, then it's a larva, then it's a pupa, then it's the adult.
She says she's learning interesting facts about worms.
They're separated into segments, and those are where they breathe.
Brian Miller says he's learning why it's better to eat worms than beef.
It has the same proteins as beef. How it would change our lives if we'll eat a mealworm instead of a cow. Cows have methane. Methane is a greenhouse gas, and that means it causes climate change.
The students design and conduct experiments. One looks into the ideal temperature for the worm's growth, which involves collecting data on their weight and length in various temperatures.
They grow better in 80 degrees. They grow faster and in warmer weather.
Natalia Soria says she enjoys the experience.
You can actually touch the thing that you're experimenting on. It makes you feel like you're a scientist.
And that's the point, says science teacher Dalia Ayala.
This is hands-on. They are learning. They are growing it. They are participating in everything. This is their opportunity to actually see it, feel it, taste it now. And that's when science becomes exciting for the students. That's the best part of science, is that they are now the scientists.
So when it comes to tasting worms,
is it time to eat them?
Yes!
The kids get excited, like Federico Tenna.
It tasted like seeds. It had a little bit of a crunch to it, like a chip.
Angelica Morales, a CSUCI biology student who's mentoring the kids, says she's seen them grow.
They've really become invested over time. They were already excited, but they're invested. In this project has just kind of grown. They've definitely also become more passionate.
And that's the case for Naomi Miranda, who says this project got her dreaming about becoming a scientist.
I want to experiment on stuff like, I want to find cures to, like, one to cure cancer.
In Oxnard, Deborah Green, KCLU News.